When we go through difficult times in life, something our minds tend to naturally do is reflect on better times. It's a coping mechanism. It's something that we do to try and raise our spirits to feel better. We look back onto childhood, if that was a better time. We look back onto maybe teen years. We look back onto whatever point in our history is better than what we're currently dealing with to try and say, okay, we can probably get back there at some point. And hopefully it feels better. What do you do, though, when you're looking back on things, childhood specifically, and you discover, yeah, that was really creepy back then. There were ghosts. I discovered I could sense them. I could see them. Or I knew I could see them, but no one would believe me. Are those happy thoughts? Are those thoughts that you look back on and go, damn, that was a good time? I suppose it all kind of depends on your outlook on the paranormal and if it's something you seek out or it seeks you out. Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have several stories of people looking back on moments in their life where, yes, you guessed it, they had interactions with ghosts. Was it a blessing or a curse? That is the question. When the dead sense that you have the ability to see and hear them, is that a blessing or a curse? Especially if they're trying to get messages through you to others, and you're just trying to go about your normal life. One listener struggles to find the answer to that question. A woman's body is taken over by what she thinks is the spirit of a little girl who died in the Ukrainian famine of the 1930s. However, lots of evidence in this story points to it probably being something much darker than what they want to believe is an innocent little girl. But what is it? Also, who was breathing heavy and lifting the top to a very heavy toy chest in a little boy's shared room, when it turned out he was the only one in there? Brother had already run to the other room to sleep with mom and dad, but the little boy who was still in that room thought he was hearing his brother breathing and getting into the toy box. No one was there, and no one would believe his story either. All of that in today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's EPP, Extra Podcast Person, episode number 295. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. The ability to sense the dead, to be a sensitive, to be psychic, whatever you'd like to call it, there's various degrees of either of those terms, can be a gift or a curse, depending how you look at it and depending how you want that to be a part of your life, really. Some embrace it, some use it for good to try and help others. Some, maybe they want to use it for good, but they'd rather just focus on having a life where they can focus more on themselves and their immediate family and not necessarily have intervention from the other side constantly dialing you up saying, hey, can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? When you have that light and the other side can communicate with you and see you and hear you and know that you are that beacon that can get a message to the other side, it's hard to turn that off. Some can, some cannot. In our next story, we hear about someone who discovers at a very young age they have this gift. And the life of paranormal encounters, sometimes even cursed encounters, you may look at it as, very strange things involving ghosts, spirits, and nature, all intervening with a message? That's the question. Take a listen. So first, I'd like to share a little about myself. I've been told by a few mediums that I'm sensitive, but need to open more to be able to communicate with spirits. I was told by a medium that being sensitive is like being in the dark and having many spirits around and you have a flashlight. People that are not sensitive do not have the light. So spirits are more drawn to you because they see this. They urge you to learn how to use your abilities. I have many experiences with the paranormal. They range from seeing my dogs getting attacked to having dreams of dead relatives, relaying messages, and many more strange occurrences. This gift, or curse, is experienced on both sides of my family. So yes, my children have already been told they are sensitive as well. To top that off, mine is sensitive as well. So I've been told that my children's third eyes are very strong. In fact, my oldest daughter, 6, has already had her fair share of experiences. So I have many stories I can say and probably could fill an entire podcast. I'll start with some stories of when I was a child and when it all started. I'd like to apologize ahead of time for my grammar. It can be a little bit much, but I'll do my best. So, as I said, these events took place when I was between 4 and 15 years old. Some memories are foggy, but I'll try my best to have most of the details in this story. My furthest memory I can remember takes place at my grandmother's house in South Haven, Michigan. I remember when I was about 4 years old, my mother was at my grandma's house in the afternoon. Could have been springtime. My mother was a napper, and being it was just her and me at my grandma's at the time, we both went upstairs to take a nap in one of her spare bedrooms. As I'm lying there trying to sleep, not much of a napper for myself, my back lies towards the center of the room and facing towards my mother and the wall. Near my head is a window. Now, like I previously mentioned, we were upstairs, probably a good 75 feet from the ground. I remember hearing the window open and then shut. This got my attention because I knew if someone entered the room to open the window, you'd hear them walking on the floor as the house is old and the floors were and still are original. So I'm lying there confused and puzzled. I gently feel a hand touch my shoulder. At this point, I'm scared, but before I could even gather my thoughts, I hear this older woman's voice say, "My mom knocked my teeth out." Now, maybe I'm assuming old at the time, because you could clearly tell she was missing her teeth by her voice. At this time, I immediately jerked my body over my mom and fit myself into the 1-inch space between her and the wall. Right afterward, I heard the window open and shut again. I was too afraid to look the whole time. I then woke my mom up, but she was incoherent to even understand what I was even saying. I was confused and felt my mother's acknowledgement at the time that she didn't believe me. And this is when I found out my grandmother is sensitive. I asked her about the experience that I had upstairs, and she kind of laughed, but not in a mocking way, more of, "You haven't seen anything yet, kid." She then explained that she sees and hears them as well. And she said our family has this ability. She said there are many spirits in the house. We then started talking more about the abilities, and she told me one time when my mom was younger, she was in a bad car accident, which I've already had heard from my mother. However, this was different. My grandma explained she had a vision. She saw my mom and her twin sister playing in a field, and suddenly the pleasant feeling went to a horrible feeling. My grandma knew something was wrong but couldn't do anything. I went from the vision of having officers knocking at her door. When she answered the door, she told me it hit her. My Aunt Gina died in a car accident. She told the officers this right when she opened the door. They were alarmed because no one else knew of the situation, and this was a near-death experience for my mom. Fast forward about 2 years, this took place at my childhood home in South Haven, Michigan. I was in kindergarten and had a half day of school, which was normal then. Also, what would be more normal is to come home and my mother would be working and my father would be asleep. He worked late and normally would wake up shortly after I get home. This was normal as well back in my day. One time I remember coming home and my father was asleep, so I decided to watch some TV. At this time, remotes were not even made yet. We did have cable, but we had a TV that you had to adjust the volume to turn the channel or shut it off or turn the channel. So as I'm watching TV, the channel turned. My first instinct was not paranormal. I got up and simply turned it back. Suddenly, a few minutes later, once again, the channel would turn. So I get back up and turn it again. Same thing, channel turns. So now I'm confused and don't want to deal with it. I just shut it off, walked away and got only a couple steps away, and that damn TV turned back on. Now, I'm freaking out. I can sense something was not right. I go wake my dad up and he goes to the living room and says, "Oh, Jason, this TV is old and can malfunction." So he unplugs it. We both stood there to wait for something to happen, and I shit you not, it did. That TV turned back on. We both stood there in disbelief. I think my dad, seeing how scared and upset I was, he made up stories as to how it could have happened to make myself feel better. Fast forward another year, me and my sister, who's 2 years older than me, fell asleep on the couch in the living room. We both woke up thirsty, so we walk into the kitchen to grab a Pepsi. Back then, these were glass half-liter bottles, probably not the greatest choice to drink in the middle of the night, but we were kids. We took a few drinks, sat it on the coffee table, we both laid back down on the couch, and we were about to fall asleep, and suddenly, blam, we both jolted up nearly in a standing position. As we looked around to see what the sound was, we saw the Pepsi bottle. The bottle was empty. We both knew when we sat it down there was at least half of the soda left. We both knew this was extremely weird because everyone was asleep, and even if someone had gotten up, we would have seen them. So in the next few years, we heard unexplained noises, seen things move, doors open, even music playing with no source of where it was coming from. I tried to stay outside as much as possible because too many things happened in the house. The next incident that I'll share took place when I was 11. I was in the living room. In my vision, I can see the kitchen. I'm eating lunch and I'm the only one in the house. My brother was with a neighbor friend down the street. Father was working and my mom was running errands with my two sisters. Suddenly, I hear this loud vibration noise, and nearly as fast as I heard it, I saw a plate come from the cupboard flying right at my head. It hit the wall behind me and shattered. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our program and have the ability to do so, you will not regret it. Please become an EPP, an extra podcast person. In exchange for the $5 a month, you get access to all of our EPP bonus episodes, all 295 of them, brand new ones every single week. You also get access to advanced episodes of our program, all of those ad-free. You get tons of content there. You get a copy of our ebook, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. That right there is a $15 value if you were to buy it on Amazon. You also get our audiobook, that right there, $15 value if you were to get it through Audible or iTunes or anything like that. So right there, $5, you get $30 worth of stuff, plus, you know, like 7 years of content that we've been putting together for you. So weeks and weeks and weeks of nonstop ghost stories that you can listen to, all there for you. And you're keeping us on the air. Without the support of you guys, we would not exist. So if you have the ability to do so, I know times are tough, but now more than ever, your support is what's going to keep this program alive. $5 a month, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or Patreon has a great app, patreon.com/realghoststories. Sign up there, get all the content, and hey, keep this pirate ship afloat. Thank you for the support. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi.